good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, April 24th, 2023, 9:05 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings in the Red Rock area. I'm David Boyle, taking a look at some news in the area. Law enforcement busy on Saturday in the Red Rock area. So we'll start with the story out of the Moab City Police Department, where Moab City Police responded to an attempted homicide Saturday morning. Two residents of Moab were walking their dogs along the pathway next to Mill Creek near 100 South and 200 West in Moab. They noticed a man in an empty lot next to the stream and said he appeared to be camping with an active fire. Camping and campfires are illegal in Moab city limits, and they informed the man of the city ordinance and continued their walk. The male camper then retrieved a backpack from his camp and engaged in an unprovoked assault on both parties, according to Moab City Police. The man first used a taser-type device to cause a 68-year-old female victim to fall to the ground. He then reportedly stabbed the victim multiple times with a fixed-blade knife. The second victim, a 53-year-old man, was able to force the suspect away from the female victim and create a distraction, causing the suspect to chase him. As his actions effectively kept the assailant away from his friend, Moab City Police officers and Grand County Sheriff's Office deputies responded and were able to arrange medical attention for the victim and safely take the suspect into custody. The woman was transported to Moab Regional Hospital in serious condition, then flown to Utah Valley Regional Hospital for advanced care. Moab Police reports that she's in stable condition, or that it's likely she may not have survived the attack if her friend hadn't reacted so quickly and heroically. The suspect, 38-year-old man Alex Kenzo, was booked into Grand County Jail on those charges. The time, it believes, that Kenzo recently arrived in Moab from another state. The Moab City Police offers their thoughts with the victims of the incident and their family and wishes them both a speedy emotional and physical recovery. They also recognizing the heroism and bravery shown by the victim's friend and neighbor, as the man's expressed desire to remain anonymous and would request time to heal emotionally and deal with the trauma of the incident. Moab City Police also say they recognize the negative impact an event like that has on the city. But they've recently increased their enforcement of camping in the city and will increase future enforcement efforts related to that topic, they say. So pretty incredible story there in Moab on Saturday morning. And law enforcement was busy Saturday over the weekend. There's also an issue in San Miguel County near Dolores County, the Dolores County line in Colorado. Deputies in San Miguel County responded to a call of a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed on Highway 145 near the Highway 62 junction that reportedly nearly caused several head-on collisions. Deputies intercepted the vehicle going 70 miles per hour on Norwood Hill, and a vehicle pursuit followed to the Lone Cone Road. Top speeds were in excess of 100 miles per hour when deputies discontinued for safety reasons. The vehicle was located crashed on Dolores Norwood Road. The suspect, who was later identified as Wayne Charles Fainmore Jr., was at large and potentially armed, so officers went searching in the area. They put out the word that residents in the area of the Dolores Norwood cutoff should stay inside and lock their doors, but no further incident, as law enforcement agencies were able to locate the man and book him into custody without further incident. So, again, a pretty busy day for law enforcement in the Red Rock area, and glad to report no one seriously injured in that San Miguel County incident. And, again, the woman involved in the Moab attack, unrelated incidents, but the woman involved in that attack is in stable condition. Again, a busy weekend in the Red Rock country. One more bit of news. This is a bit outside the Red Rock country, but definitely impacting folks in the area, as they've had 3 days of flooding down Chimley Wash, and that's causing quite the bit of efforts or incidents in Chimley, Arizona. Navajo Nation President Boone Idron reporting that efforts have been continuing to evacuate residents in the path of those floodwaters and to reinforce dams and berms along Chimley Wash. They say dangerous flows are expected to continue this week as both Wheatfield Lakes and Side Lake fill with snowmelt from the surrounding Navajo Nation high country. Navajo Nation President Boone Idron has authorized needed resources to be available to assist Chimley Chapter and its residents being impacted by the flood that began late last week. Emergency response units in the area filling up sandbags and trying to contain those waters cascading down Chimley Wash. Some incredible photos and bit of nature working its way through the wash and impacting the Chimley community. So again, it's, you know, we've talked about it for some time, seen it in Dolores, Colorado, of course, as well as this needed snowmelt continues to come to the area. It can get going downhill pretty quick. So be aware of that and be careful. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got plenty more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
You want the best for your children and family, and so do we. Wouldn't it be nice to get the resources you need to focus on what's most important for your entire family? Rural Utah Child Development is here to help. We help pregnant mothers and families with children newborn to age 5. Our program ensures children learn essential skills for their next educational steps, and parents get support and resources when they need them most. Apply now. Our programs are available at no cost to you, and it takes less than 5 minutes to submit your application. Visit rucd.org to apply.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. For summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Jump into spring with Ute Mountain Casino with their $50,000 Spring Into Cash giveaway. Every Saturday at 10 p.m., they will draw one name to win cash starting at $5,000 on April 8th. And each Saturday, the amount increases until someone wins $20,000 by April 29th. Earn one entry for every 100 points. Play on Mondays to earn 15 times the entries. Still the one where you can spring into cash. The Ute Mountain Casino. Visit utemountaincasino.com for details.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, Showtime. How many streaming services are you paying for? If only there was a way to track and cancel subscriptions easily. Well, there is. Just download the Rocket Money app. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up. From there, decide whether to keep it or cancel it with just a tap in the app. To find out more about Rocket Money, go to rocketmoney.com/save or download the Rocket Money app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Rocket Money, the money app that works for you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Monday, April 24th, 2023, 9:14 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show, bringing you local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some of those happenings. Blanding City, latest out of Blanding City Council. At their latest meeting, members of the Blanding City Council Learned of big savings on the Wellness Center update, received personnel updates, and approved a green tier water year for the city. That April 11th meeting, members of the council received personnel updates. City Manager Dave Johnson introduced Ben Muehlstein, the new head of economic development and visitor services. Originally from Monticello, Muehlstein had most previously worked at the Canyon Country Discovery Center in Moab. He replaced outgoing Blanding Economic Development Director Pratt Redd, who accepted a position in the private sector. Members of the council were also updated on the search for a new finance director for the city. Former finance director Kim Palmer has accepted another job offer. Johnson reports they have posted the open position and will take applicants over the next few weeks. At the meeting, members of the city council also received an update from Johnson on the upgrade to the city wellness center sprinkler systems. City staff formerly understood that they would need to install a voice-activated fire alarm as part of their upgrade. However, Jones and DeMille Engineering shared a discovery of an exception for existing buildings with no plans of an add-on. While the city will replace the fire sprinkler system, the Wellness Center will keep the current fire alarm system and save an estimated $100,000 on that project. Members of the City Council also received a water report from City Engineer and Public Works Director Terry Ecker. Ecker presented the annual calculation used to determine the amount of water available to allocate to city residents. With a very wet winter and a forecast of full reservoirs, the council passed the recommendation to declare the water year a green level, which includes the lowest tiered rates for water in an abundant year. City staff and council did add a reminder to residents to not be wasteful and conserve, which can aid the next year amidst several years of drought. At the meeting, the council also approved a water planning and exchange agreement between the city and Blanding Irrigation. That agreement formalizes use of the upper system water. So again, we've been talking quite a bit about water. Imagine we'll continue to do that talking of secondary systems. Monticello also put in that green tier, and they're turning on the secondary system today in Monticello. So if you're Monticello resident, make sure and take a look at your water, walk around, and make sure you don't have a leak or anything, because today's when the system's getting charged, which that may be the official marker of spring. I don't know. We have a couple of them. But again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock area, the Cortez Journal reporting on a local resident named the chairperson of the year by Colorado Democrats. Montezuma County Democratic Party Chair Mary Dodd received the Obama Gala Award for Chair of the Year by the Colorado Democratic Party that month. April in Denver. Jim Mimiaga of the Cortez Journal has the full story, but again, it's related to increased turnout in Democratic voters in Montezuma County. Dodd reported that she's honored to receive the reward, and it represents hard work of not only her, but all of her volunteers, she said. Its article has interesting information about the percentage increases of Montezuma County Democratic voters turning out and voting for candidates in the 2022 election for senator. Montezuma County Democrats increased voting percentage points by 4.1% over from 2022 to 2020. Still both candidates ultimately losing as Montezuma County going red, but it also was an important part of that really close race for U.S. Representative District 3. Of course, Adam Frisch, the Democratic challenger, taking on incumbent Lauren Boebert, and Boebert getting the victory, but was closer than a lot of folks anticipated. Montezuma County saw about a 6% increase in votes for the Democratic candidate over the Republicans. So Ms. Dodd, again, recognized by Colorado party officials for her efforts. And again, just an interesting information as voting and voter turnout changing and adapting throughout the area. And we see that move cycles from election to election. And anyways, Bill and I always find that interesting. But again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at news throughout the area. Of course, we have funerals and memorial services to let folks be aware of. Graveside services for Marjorie Shirley Dennison, age 88, of Cortez, are today at 2 p.m. at the Cortez City Cemetery. A celebration of life of Vern Kingsley is Saturday, May 6th at 10 a.m. at the Ertel Funeral Home in Cortez, followed by a reception at the Lewis Community Center. Graveside services for Charles Dean Chuck Englehart will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 6th at Lewis Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the website for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or San Juan Mortuary. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
TSA is hiring transportation security officers at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $22.94 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply, and U.S. citizenship is required.
Does your business want to increase its brand visibility or say thank you? Custom imprinted promotional products and wearables from Moab Marketing may be just what you need. Pens, cups, water bottles, shopping bags, shirts, and hats with your message. Moab Marketing provides local service for clubs, events, family reunions, schools, and fundraising, offering promotional products with local discounted pricing and a free catalog. Call Moab Marketing at 303-906-5172. Or email flspectrum@gmail.com. That's 303-906-5172 or flspectrum@gmail.com.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
Get growing all season long with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All this month, Ace Rewards members save $50 instantly on Scott's Fertilizer's 15,000 square foot four-step annual lawn program. Buy one Roundup Dual Action Weed and Grass Killer, get a refill free. Plus, discover the advantages of the latest battery technology with the new Ego zero-turn riding mower and self-propelled push mower. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What's going on?
Wednesday is Adult Skate Night from 7 to 10 at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab, featuring a DJ and special theme. Cost is $15 to $20. Friday is the All-Ages Family Skate Night from 6 to 8 and is free for locals. Saturday, the annual Moab Car Show presented by the Moab Rotary Club hits Suwanee City Park. It runs from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be food vendors in the park and 400 to 500 unique cars from around the nation. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Ferretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area on this Monday morning, April 24th. We'll take a look at what April 24th is. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. And, yeah, celebrate that how you will. This day in history, on this day in 1945, President Harry Truman was informed the full details of the Manhattan Project, which developed nuclear weapons. The full details of the top-secret program, which invoked significant efforts, involved significant efforts, of course, in the Red Rock country, was unknown to all but a few of a handful of people. Very interesting. Looking at reservoirs, McPhee Reservoir continues to rise up 28 feet in the past 2 weeks. Wow, 74% full, still 30 feet below full, but I imagine McPhee will get there. Of course, it's the fifth largest reservoir in Colorado. Largest reservoir in Utah, Lake Powell, is up 5 feet in the past 10 days and is 23% full. Again, today, April 24th, looking at birthdays today, singer Barbara Streisand was born today in 1942. She is 81 years old. She's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. That's an EGOT. Actress Shirley MacLaine is 89. Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty family, is 77 years old today. Happy birthday locally to Jens Brewer, Lillian Bayless, Vin DeGraw, and Leslie Kelly. Weekend birthdays included Lyndon English, Marilyn Palmer, Don Johnson, Angie Frost Stewart, and the late Charlie DeLorme. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. That's a full-service brokerage for all of your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair that we'll send you off to. It's job opportunities throughout the Red Rock listening area. Then we'll have the local and regional sports reports. Of course, you may have noticed the sound quality is a little bit off today. I'm out of town, but Bill will be taking over tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, so that should help things along. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Empire Electric Association is accepting applications for a full-time GIS technician / IT support technician in Cortez. Go to www.eea.coop to view the full job description, preferred experience and requirements, and to download an application. Wages range from $20 to $38 per hour with a comprehensive benefit package. If you're interested, please submit a resume and application to shauna.mclaughlin@eea.coop or drop it off at 801 North Broadway in Cortez.
Looking for a challenging, supportive, and satisfying job in Moab? Moab Regional Hospital has clinical and non-clinical jobs waiting for you. Year-round opportunities with generous benefits including health insurance, free mental health services, retirement, and paid time off. Apply now for medical coding, medical assistant, cook, and certified nursing assistant positions. Some positions enjoy on-the-job training, quarterly bonuses, and premium-free health insurance. Visit moab.org/jobs and apply today.
The Holiday Inn Express in Moab is offering numerous jobs, including front desk and food and beverage.
These jobs feature competitive wages, health insurance, paid vacation, and more. The Holiday Inn is located at 1515 North Highway 191 in Moab. Please come by and meet Christy Mello and find out why you should choose Holiday Inn Express. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is looking for a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. Pay is $50,000 to $65,000 a year, and benefits include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289 for a career with Blue Mountain Meats. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including in dialysis and the operating room, also seeking an operating room manager and a certified medical assistant. Technicians are also needed, including pharmacy, radiology, ultrasound, patient care, and surgical technicians. Non-clinical positions include housekeeping. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Village Market is the friendly hometown food market and deli in Moab. Village Market is currently seeking workers for full-time employment, including friendly cashier positions, a grocery stocker, and a produce clerk starting at $20 an hour. Village Market, located at 702 South Main in Moab, has a fresh butcher shop with grade A meats and a deli that is cooking daily. The Element, Moab's four-star hotel, is currently looking to hire for the 2023 season. There are many positions available, from bartender and kitchen cook to housekeeping and front desk. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out what the Element is. Mountain America Credit Union, Moab's place for financial guidance, is looking for a team member who is driven and has a passion for helping people. The job is full-time with paid training and great benefits. The starting wage is $17.50 an hour and a $2 location allowance. Mountain America Credit Union is at 1047 Main Street in Moab. Stop by for an application. The Comfort Suites of Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with a knowledge of the Moab area, competitive wages and benefits based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a second grade teacher, district food services and CNP director, school-based therapists at the high school and middle schools, part-time or full-time lunch aide and cooks, two full-time custodian positions, a head football coach at the middle school, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travel and leisureco.com. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of positions, including special ed teachers, elementary and secondary teachers, and administrative positions district-wide. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
TSA is hiring transportation security officers at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $22.94 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply, and U.S. citizenship is required.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better.
But that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank. Banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County and beyond for 35 years. Lumber prices are down for the busy construction season, and now is an excellent time to buy. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has the high-quality products you need, and they deliver. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding, call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building materials supplier.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, Showtime. How many streaming services are you paying for? If only there was a way to track and cancel subscriptions easily. Well, there is. Just download the Rocket Money app. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up. From there, decide whether to keep it or cancel it with just a tap in the app. To find out more about Rocket Money, go to rocketmoney.com/save or download the Rocket Money app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Rocket Money, the money app that works for you.
This high school sports report is brought to you by Knowles Home Furnishings, Moab's locally owned furniture, appliance, mattress, electronics, and flooring store since 1961. Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Montezuma Cortez baseball team continues to creep up the standings in the Colorado 3A. They're now fifth after they swept a doubleheader in Alamosa Saturday, 13-2 and 8-6 to improve to 14-3 on the year. Dove Creek moved up to 12th in Colorado 1A baseball at the expense of Nucla. The Bulldogs swept the Mustangs 10-3 and 13-0 on Saturday. Dove Creek is 9-6 on the season. Nucla is 6-7. The San Juan baseball team suffered a doubleheader sweep to Duchesne, 4-3 and 6-2. The Broncos are fourth in the Utah 2A with a 12-6 record. The San Juan softball team continues to roll. They beat Mountain View twice over the weekend to improve to 17-9 on the season. They're also fourth in their 2A standings. The San Juan boys soccer team suffered a tough loss at Gunnison on Saturday, but the Montezuma Cortez girls soccer team got a nice 2-0 win over Pagosa Springs. The Lady Panthers are 7-3 on the season, but somehow still down in 27th in the Colorado 3A standings. The Grand County track and field team scored a combined 131 points to finish fourth at the Eastern Utah Championship in Price on Saturday. San Juan was right behind with 91.5 points in fifth place. Monticello scored 32 to finish ninth. Green River was 11th with 17 points. And representing Nucla at the Coleridge Invitational in Newcastle, Colorado, Lisa Sutherland had a day, winning the girls' 300 and 100-meter hurdles. She also got fourth place in the long jump. And Caden Shaw finished fourth in the 3,200-meter. One event on the schedule today, the Montezuma Cortez girls golf team is playing at the San Juan Country Club in Farmington. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM, 9:39 a.m. on this Monday morning, Monday, April 24th. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, shall we? Let's start with the NBA. Over the weekend, starting on Friday, Denver got the win in Minnesota to improve to 3-0 in that series. Saturday, Phoenix got a win in Los Angeles to improve to 3-1 in that series. And then last night, Minnesota got the win in overtime, 114-108 against the Denver Nuggets. And so now that series is 3-1, both series 3-1s, leads for our regional teams. They're both in action Tuesday trying to seal the deal at home. Meanwhile, the National Hockey League, they're into playoffs as well. Over the weekend, the Avalanche in Seattle getting the win in Game 3 to take a 2-1 lead on Saturday. 6-4 was that victory for the Avs. And they're also looking to extend that lead tonight, hoping to get a 3-1 lead tonight at 8 o'clock. Is when the puck drops, Colorado Avs taking on the Seattle Kraken. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks are 12-11 on the year, first in the NL West. Diamondbacks went 1-2 over the weekend, getting a win, dropping 2 to the San Diego Padres. They're hosting the Royals tonight at 7:40 p.m. is that opening pitch. And the Colorado Rockies, 6-17, they got swept over the weekend in Philadelphia by the Phillies. And they're in Cleveland today taking on the Guardians at 4 o'clock is that opening pitch. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.